It's time for Middletown Blue Raider football on WMSS. Today's game is brought to you in part by Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory, Michelle's Creations with you in mind, Middletown Pharmacy, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, JD's Junction, Gingrich Memorials, the Middletown Home, with kids in mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser Remax Realty Select, Brownstone Cafe, Jack's Auto Sales, C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, the Black Horse Tavern, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, and the Hetrick Center. Now let's take it out to the game with the WNSS Sports Crew.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Middletown's War Memorial Field for the 2016 homecoming game for this Middletown football team as they take on the Bubblers of Boiling Springs. Middletown comes in to this game undefeated, 7-0 on the year, and the Bubblers are winless on the season. They come in at 0-7. Tough task at hand here as I welcome Dagan Hughes back into the booth again. Coming back from Seton Hall University for homecoming weekend. Good to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be back on.
And we get a epic matchup of some sorts here with Middletown and Boiling Springs here today. The Bubblers are struggling this season. They're going to struggle a little even more today.
Yeah, this Bubblers team hasn't really been able to get anything going offensively and have struggled defensively throughout the year, and one of their best players, maybe even their best player, Brian Malone, will be out in today's game, so he will not be playing. He was in street clothes during warm-ups, so it seems like he won't be dressing for the Bubblers tonight. But again, this team struggling on the defensive end a lot, and a Middletown team that's just clicking on offense in the last couple of games, so they need to a tough task, as you said, for the Bubblers here in this one.
I will take time out. When we come back, our Brian Kaiser will talk to Brett Myers, the head coach of the Middletown Blue Raiders. Again, it is Middletown and Boiling Springs. Back after this, here on the Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home.
Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is getting ready to celebrate 20 years in the community. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind can handle your fall and homecoming floral needs with corsages and boutonnieres available. And Christmas flowers are just around the corner. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is here to help your floral needs for all occasions of life. Located on Dock Street in Upper Royalton, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Their number is 944-5425.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles, and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Brian Kaiser back on the pregame show alongside of Middletown head football coach Brett Myers. Coach, tremendous start to the year, and now homecoming is the game that's on tap against Boiling Springs. first thing, let's talk about the season so far and the fact that this team, are they exceeding expectations coming in, or are they exactly where you expected them maybe to be?
You know, play-wise, I'd say they're exactly where we expect them to be, you know, with the idea that we're still improving. You know, this group still has better games to play, you know, and you see that based on their work ethic and the effort they're putting in, you know, other than Friday nights that, you know, most people don't get a chance to see.
Camp Hill was the last opponent. It's a team that there's a little bit of, I think, bad blood between the two teams. It seems like it's always a very spirited game, but it felt like you really took the game away from them right away, and it just by jumping out quick on them. How important was that?
Well, you know, we tried to, every game, come out as fast as possible and play fast and get the lead as quick as possible, you know, so then our defense is a little bit more comfortable and has a chance to excel. And, you know, last week was no different. The kids did a great job. And, you know, with some of the guys we have, they make that happen.
Let's talk about Hunter Landis a little bit, because here's a guy beginning of the season was not healthy to start the very beginning of the season, and he has just come on like gangbusters. I think as a lot of people maybe expected, but I mean, he is truly the leader of this defense.
Oh, without doubt. You know, I mean, he is our middle linebacker, and, you know, in our defense, we do a lot of things to feature that guy, whether it's the way we communicate or the way our D-line plays, but we do everything we can for that position to be in that spot of leadership, and Hunter has embraced that and took the tradition of our middle linebackers, and he's trying to take it to another level.
Got to talk about injuries here for a second, because anytime you have a AAA team, you worry about those. The depth sometimes is not as much, and you lose those key guys. It always impacts. And a couple of guys who have been lost recently, Corbin Stettler and Ryan Hughes.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you lose players like that, regardless of depth, you know, it hurts a program, especially the type of kids they are. You know, the way they handle things at the practice field and different things like that, you know, it hurts. And the good thing is they're there every day and they're encouraging and they're actually trying to help coach up the guys and make them a little bit better and challenge them. So it's good to see how they're handling that. But on a Friday night, or in this case a Saturday, it hurts to lose guys like that.
Boiling Springs is the opponent. It's a team that, coming into the season, was expected to do a little bit more. Does that make them a little bit more dangerous right now? Because it's a team where now they have nothing more to play for, maybe, than just to try to spoil homecoming for you and get that first loss on your record.
Well, you know, I'm not sure about their record, but in overall, when you have a kid like the Malone running back, and, you know, it's tough to overlook them because he's, you know, 1,500-yard rusher a year ago, all league, you know, they're dangerous every week, and they make every coach worry.
Homecoming is, I think, a double-edged sword sometimes for Middletown coaches, because it's great having a huge crowd. It's great having, you know, the support that you're going to, and the kids always get up for it. But it's a difference in routine. And I know that so many coaches, you want to play Friday, you want to play Friday every single time. You want that same routine. What does it do for your team and your routine when you have this Saturday game?
Well, you know, when you get little changes like this, it worries some people. But with this group of leaders, with Griffin Radenball and Corbin and Hunter, like we mentioned, you know, they handle it very well. So in their mind, tomorrow is Friday. Today's Thursday. Yesterday was, you know, Wednesday. And they'll handle it, you know, the proper way.
Good luck today.
Thanks, Brian.
That was Brian Kaiser with Middletown head coach Brett Myers. We'll be back with more of the pregame show after this here on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, pet markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
The Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Welcome back to Middletown's War Memorial Field here on Homecoming Day 2016. A breezy day. At least the rain has stayed away as we had a bunch of rain go through the area yesterday. We really didn't get that much of it, but luckily the rain has stayed away, but we got a chilly day. As it almost seemed like it was summer just a couple days ago. We had some 80-degree days this week, and now all of a sudden it feels like a crisp fall day with this heavy wind, and we saw wind be a factor last night as we did lower Dolphins game, an upset win against Cumberland Valley last night, 15-10, a good showing by lower Dolphins. Of course, that helps Middletown in the power rankings, but I don't really think Middletown needs that much help at this point. They're in front, and as long as they take care of games they should, which is going to be this week and 2 weeks against Steele High, even if they lose next week at Milton Hershey, I still think they're going to be the top seed in the District 3 AAA playoffs. But it still helps. Every little win helps. We had West Perry get a win last night. They beat Mifflin. Again, we are here at War Memorial Field, Middletown and Boiling Springs, getting set to do battle here in a Capital Division clash here this afternoon. Looking at the Capital Division, basically Middletown wins this game as they expect to. It's going to be a winner-take-all thing next week against Milton Hershey, a place where Middletown has had their struggles with over at Henry Hershey Field, but it's going to be effectively a championship game next week against the Spartans, should they be able to hold on to this game here today. Raiders have a couple injury issues. Dagan, of course, you know one of them pretty well. His brother Ryan is out with a broken collarbone. He suffered that last week. And then Corbin Stetler, 2 weeks ago, suffered a broken collarbone. Both are going to be out for at least the regular season and probably the first few weeks of playoffs at minimum. So that's going to be something that, you know, the injury bug is something that can kill any team. And Middletown down to quality starters here.
Yeah, you know, obviously Ryan Hughes out, second leading receiver on this team. Tough loss there. You have to have, you know, players like Trey Leach, Chris Plummer step up in that receiving game. Malik Noon as well to step up and take that spot. But also Corbin Stetler, I mean, a huge blow on both the offensive and defensive side. One of the leaders for this team, and that really, really can hurt Middletown. And again, Coach talked about it in the pregame interview about how these guys are still going to help and lead this team, even though they're not able to get out there and play.
Yeah, Stetler definitely a big loss defensively. He seemed to be that guy that was just at the right place at the right time in several situations throughout the course of the year. So he will definitely be missed, and Ryan Hughes also will be missed. One of the weapons of Chase Snavely, who is the highest, he has the highest quarterback passer rating in the mid-state. His NCAA rating is over 225. He's 50 of 75. For 1,114 yards, 9 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. So those are really good numbers for a quarterback. And he leads everybody in the mid-state area as far as passer efficiency. He really has come along a great deal. It almost as if it was the West Perry game where they gave him the green light to throw the football, and he just started to chuck it around the yard. His passes were on the money for the most part. Now we're going to step out as we have the anthem. So we will be back after this here on the Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
The Brownstone Cafe cooks up home-style meals in a relaxed atmosphere. The Brownstone Cafe has a variety of daily specials, and their menu is filled with a wide selection of pastas, steaks, seafood, soups, and desserts. The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, and their staff wishes the Raiders good luck during the season. The Brownstone Cafe in downtown Middletown, open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., Sundays 8 to 8.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363 or online at www.jacksautosales.net.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972.
This is WMSS Middletown, your number one source for local high school football.
Welcome back to War Memorial Field. Steve Leedy, Dagan Hughes, Owen Herr, DeMar Parker. Darren Rank is our studio producer for this afternoon's game between Middletown and Boiling Springs, the undefeated Middletown Blue Raiders. And the 0-7 Boiling Springs Bubblers. And again, Brian Malone, the leading rusher for this team, does not appear to be available for this game here this afternoon, which is a big blow for anything that they want to do. It's all going to fall down onto Evan Mancuso, the quarterback for Boiling Springs. He's going to have to try to get something going in the passing game. He's attempted 143 passes. He's 64 for 143, 696 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. And with the ball hawks that Middletown has, that could lead up for some trouble for the Bubblers here this afternoon, especially on a windy day where it's hard to get your passes on target if you throw it downfield. This is just a tough task here for Boiling Springs this afternoon. Boiling Springs wins the toss. They will defer. Middletown will get the football first here on a windy homecoming day. As looks like we have bubbles flying all over the place. The wind is just taking them everywhere.
And that wind will definitely come into effect today. As you said, saw it last night in some of the games. And again, it's getting a little chilly as well. It can also come into effect throughout the day as this game goes on.
Good crowd on hand here on the near grandstands for Middletown as you got a good homecoming crowd. You got an undefeated football team. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty well attended here this afternoon as the Bubblers will be kicking from right to left. Your 91.1 on your FM dial. You're tuning in for Lebanon Valley College. That is on our alternate stream at WMSSFM.com or on the alternate stream on the TuneIn app. They are currently losing up at Lycoming, though. 21-0 is the score in that one. Jake Walker is going to be the kicker for Bowling Springs. He will approach, and he will boot it. It's going to be a short kick headed out of bounds, and it will be Middletown's football, should they elect to take it at the 35-yard line, or
Walker's kick is out of bounds.
Likely, Middletown will make him kick again. I think that's what the decision is going to be here. Middletown still with a special teams unit out there, so they will, looks like they will make him kick it one more time back at the 35-yard line. And when you got a guy, you know, you got guys like Mills and Jalen Thompson back there, hey, it's an opportunity for them to get the football.
Yeah, and those are a couple players, Fox, Thompson, and Mills, that can make a big play at any moment in this game. So, again, not a bad decision here to make them kick it again.
So Walker will tee it up from the 35. Now he'll actually move over to this side.
Kicking off again for Boiling Springs, number 4, Jake Walker.
So the Bubblers will try it again here to get this game underway. Walker's kick will be a low one. It's going to be fielded by Fox at the 20-yard line. He'll go straight up, 25, 30, 35, 40, and it will be brought down finally by Darius Johnson at the 38-yard line. So that's where Middletown will begin.
And again, good field position coming off of that penalty. And that return there on that kickoff.
It ended up being a 5-yard, or rather a 3-yard gain, because they would have got it on a 35 if they would have just taken it on the out-of-bounds penalty. Stably in the shotgun here. Two receivers to the right side. Fox in motion is going to be a quick throw. Thompson caught. 40-yard line. Trying to cut back to the middle. Will be tackled after a gain of 5 yards out to the 43-yard line for a completed pass. First play of the game for Middletown.
And again, we'll see this Middletown team use the speed of their backs. Fox, Thompson, Mills as well. They're going to try to use their speed to their advantage here today.
Slot right, wide left. Fox in motion from right to left. It'll be a lead blocker for Thompson, who comes over to the right, and he's going to be close to the first down. Well, I'm just short, looks like, at the 47-yard line, so a gain of 4 for Thompson, a third down, and 1 for Middletown.
Stately hands the ball off to number 7, Jalen
and this
Thompson.
Bubblers team is allowing 336 yards on the road this season in games on the road.
Fox comes back into the backfield with Snavely, who's in the shotgun here on third down and a half a yard. Now Fox will go behind Snavely, slightly to the right. It's going to be a handoff to Fox up the middle. He bursts through the hole, gets the first down, falling to the ground at the Bowling Springs 47-yard line. A gain of 6 and a first down for the Raiders.
And so far, seeing no problem. Middletown moving the ball down the field. Now they are in Bowling Springs territory.
Three receivers out to the left, one to the right. Thompson in the backfield. Gets Snavely, gets him to jump across on the hard count. This is going to be penalty against Boiling Springs.
All sides against Boiling Springs.
That's the one thing that's Middletown's going to have to watch too, though, is you want that hard count to draw the other guys off sides, but at the same time, you don't want to shoot yourselves in the foot and kill a drive with a big penalty, which is what they have the ability to do, obviously, they've shown recently.
Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Snavely, shotgun, first down and 5 at the 42-yard line. Snavely looking deep down the middle, finds Mills, caught, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Pass on the money from Snavely to Mills, 42 yards for the touchdown.
And again, there's Mills showing that speed, getting behind the defensive back. And again, a good throw from Snavely. And again, here we see Mills, the leading receiver. It's his sixth touchdown on the season.
And the passer rating for Chase Snavely, I'm sure, goes up even more with the touchdown. Here's the extra point attempt. Snap. A hold. The kick is up, and it is good by Donovan Brady. So we'll take timeout. 10:02 left to play in the first quarter. It is Middletown 7, Bowling Springs nothing. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
Welcome back.
Number 16, Donovan Brady.
Doesn't take Middletown long to get on the scoreboard here on homecoming day. A 42-yard touchdown pass from Snavely to Tyre Mills.
Deep for Boiling Springs. Number
and
eight,
it is 7-0 Middletown.
Along with number 11, Taven Kelly.
Kickoff is very high from Brady's going to be taking the 22-yard line. That is by Ben Caldwell of Boiling Springs.
Ben Caldwell fields the kick.
And he will return it out close to the 30-yard line.
And again, good start. Middletown.
Ball is spotted on the 28.
Get out here in this one early, which we expected against the struggling Boiling Springs team. You know, we can see what their defense can do.
First and 10, Boiling Springs. They will be at their own 28-yard line for their first possession of the ball game. Handoff will go to Darius Johnson, trying to get to the edge on the right side. He'll get a couple yards before being stopped at the 30-yard line. Give him two on the carry again. And Brian Malone, their leading rusher, is out for this ball game. Not dressed.
And again, that will hurt this Bubblers offense. Malone was one of the key 714 rushing yards on the season.
Second down and eight. Mancuso in the pistol. He's got two running backs back behind him in the backfield. Two receivers to the left side. Fumbled snap. Mancuso picks it up and just two-hand shoves it out to the running back, Carper. He's able to get 4 yards. He got something out of nothing there as Mancuso could not
number 22, Caden Carper.
Get that snap fielded correctly, but they're able to pick up 4 yards out to the 34-yard line.
And that's another thing that the Bubblers struggle with. 15 turnovers through 7 games. So, again, got to make sure if you want any chance in this one, they got to keep that ball.
Yeah, you cannot commit any turnovers when you're as big of an underdog as the Bubblers are here. Yeah, that wishbone look. There is pass, and it is almost intercepted, looking on the far side. But Jonah McCoy almost stepped in front of it and picked it off, but instead it's just incomplete. And it will be a punting situation for the Bubblers.
And again, good pressure there off the edge by LaRon Woody. He did a good job getting in, forcing Mancuso to get rid of that ball quicker than he would have liked to, and McCoy was able to step in, get the pass deflection.
These guys up there, Newton, Radabaugh, Maxwell, Woody, all those guys have done a great job all year for this Middletown team. Punt rolls to Mills at the 37-yard line, picks it up now, reverses field, flag is thrown. This is probably going to come back. McCoy with a double block, knocked two guys out. Mills is on the 30, and he's going to go into the end zone, but there was an early flag on this return. So this is probably going to go back. McCoy, the block that he laid, the guy that he hit is still down on the field over on the other side. That's one of those ones where the Boiling Springs man was trying to track Mills down, and McCoy just came and blindsided him, hit him with a good shot.
As you said, took out two guys as well on that sideline.
Yeah.
And it looked like Radabaugh also with a big block on the sideline as well, a little further down the field.
You know, speaking of McCoy, this year he came from Menfield to play here, and he's been absolutely phenomenal this year. Especially 2 weeks ago at Palmyra, he came up with that big coverage there on the last play that ended the game.
And he has been a good addition to this Middletown team, as they still have the injured player down on the field. The penalty is going to be at the 47-yard line. They're going to march it back to the 37, so that's where Middletown will have possession, as the injured Boiling Springs player now is able to sit up, and looks like he's going to get up and be able to walk off under his own power. That's good to see.
Number 50.
So unfortunately, the penalty takes away a good punt return for touchdown by Tyre Mills. Would have been his second touchdown of the game had it stood, but instead it's going to be Middletown football back at their own 37-yard line.
Penalty pushes the ball back to the 37-yard line, where it'll be first and 10.
And the flag was already on the field before that block by McCoy, so it happened before that one even took place. Snavely in the shotgun, two receivers to the left, and in motion, it's going to be a handoff, and it's going to be to Lopez going around the corner, using the speed, gets the first down, going down the left sideline, 40, 30, he's got a convoy of blockers in front of him, 20, 10, 5, and touchdown. Jose Lopez, with his first touch of this game, goes 63 yards for a touchdown.
What a run by the freshman here for Middletown. Lopez, good job. Showed his speed as he got out to the edge and followed his blockers down the field. Talk about a good run, especially by a freshman.
And boy, he had a whole convoy of blockers in front of him. Ben Caldwell was the only guy that had a shot for Boiling Springs, and he had to deal with all the traffic of about three or four blockers going down the sideline. So here's Donovan Brady in for the PAT. Bad snap. Snavely does a great job of getting it down, and Brady puts it through the uprights. We'll take timeout. 7:51 up to play first quarter. It is Middletown 14, Boiling Springs nothing. Back after this on the Faker Finger Minor Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances, and they're home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Now 14-0 Middletown early here against Boiling Springs. A 63-yard touchdown run by the freshman Jose Lopez. And the Raiders will kick off, as Donovan Brady will tee it off here for the Raiders.
He'll
kick it deep down the other side. It is going to be Taven Kelly who gets it. Goes up the sideline. Hurdles over somebody at the 20-yard line and gets tackled around the 26-yard line. So let's see what Boiling Springs can do here on their second possession of the game. Weren't able to do much on their first.
Donovan Brady's a huge asset to this team. That ball was fielded at the one. Not a lot of teams have that.
Yeah, he definitely has good leg strength, which is definitely an asset in the high school football game. We saw Joe Julius at Lower Dolphin for years, and he was such a weapon. Now he's a different kind of a weapon of at Penn State. Mancuso in the shotgun. He's got two running backs behind him. He's going to just try to run himself. Tries to go forward. Able to get maybe a yard to the 27-yard line.
And this Middletown defense has been very good all year long.
And
again, coming in against now a struggling Bubblers offense. Haven't shown anything different here in the first couple minutes of this one.
Second down and 9 for Bowling Springs. They'll send one receiver to each side. Actually, two over here to the left side. So, slot left, wide right. And Cuso in the pistol with a pair of backs behind him. Middletown looking to blitz off the edge here. It's going to be a pitch. It's a bad pitch. And it is going to be picked up by Middletown. I believe LaRon Woody is going to get the fumble recovery for Middletown as the Raiders will have the ball at the 15-yard line.
This could also almost possibly be frustrating for this Middletown defense. It almost seems like it's too easy at this point.
And again, a good pressure there by this Middletown team. Forced that pitch. Again, a little miscommunication by the Bowling Springs offense. Woody able to fall on top of the ball.
Yeah, Woody was the guy coming in from the right side of the defensive front. You can see he was going to blitz, and he definitely affected the play, and he gets the fumble recovery. Handoff goes to Thompson up the middle, trying to fight for what he can get here inside the 10, down to the 9-yard line. It's going to be second down and 4 from the 9 for Middletown. Thompson up to 10 yards. Coming into this game, he needed 49 yards rushing to reach the 1,000-yard mark for the season.
Ball on the 9-yard line brings up a second down and 4.
Handoff goes to Fox. Big hole on the right side. He walks into the end zone untouched. 9-yard touchdown run for Brady Fox. And the Raiders are up 20 to nothing. We're not even midway through the first quarter.
And again, there you see that offensive line of the Blue Raiders created that huge hole for Fox as he was untouched walking into the end zone.
Those guys up there,
number 16,
Newton, Staker, Douglas, Radabaugh, and Michael, and Malik Noon, too, at the tight end position. They have been a force all season for this team. Brady's extra point on the way. It is good. We'll take timeout again. 6:22 left to go in the first quarter. It is Middletown 21, Boiling Springs nothing. Back after this on the Fager Finkelmatter Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
Here early on homecoming day, 21-0 Middletown over Boiling Springs. And
kicking off for the Blue Raiders,
game,
number 6.
Quite honestly, everybody was expecting Middletown would hound this Boiling Springs team mercilessly.
Along with number 8, Josh Otto.
As the football falls off the tee for a second time, Middletown's going to have to get somebody to hold this one before Brady can kick it away.
And again, there's that wind.
Yeah.
Wooling around here today.
So Brady will try it again. This time the ball stays on the tee. He'll put in a nice high kick. And fielding it on the run is going to be Taven Kelly again. He will try to cut back towards the center of the field. He's going to be
number
hit
11,
across the 20-yard line.
Taven Kelly on the return.
Down to the 23, it looks like, is where Boiling Springs will start this drive.
He's brought down
and again,
at the 23-yard line.
This Middletown defense has played excellent so far early on. They've played excellent all season, but again, we're seeing it really here early as they haven't even allowed Bowling Springs to get into Middletown territory.
First down and 10 for the Bubblers. Slot left, wide right. Two backs in the backfield behind Mancuso, who is in the pistol. Handoff is going to go to Darius Johnson.
Number 13, up the middle. Darius Johnson on the carry.
Gets a few yards out across the 25. Call it to the 27-yard line, a gain of 4 yards.
Griffin Radovall.
And Johnson coming to the game, only 11 rushes. Malone was the main guy.
Ball on the 27.
Again, Malone's out in this one.
I like to say that Boiling Springs is grooming an underclassman here with Johnson, but nope, he's a senior too. He's a senior. Malone's a senior. Again, Malone out for this game here this afternoon. As we have timeout on the field taken by Boiling Springs. We'll take one as well. 5:34 left to play in the first quarter. Is Middletown 21, Boiling Springs nothing. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbeiner, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbeiner. Not just another funeral home.
Welcome back to Middletown, the War Memorial Field. Steve Leedy along with Dagan Hughes, Owen Editor, DeMar Parker. Darren Rank, our studio producer. Here this afternoon, 21-0, Middletown with the lead, 2nd and 6 for Boiling Springs at their own 27-yard line. Here's a handoff that is going to go to Caden Carper. And he breaks the tackle and gets close to a first down across the 30-yard line. It'll be about 2 yards short. It'll be 3rd down and 2.
And again, here we've seen Carper as well get some carries for the Bubblers this afternoon. He's also one of the top receivers on this Bubblers team.
They're down at 2. We'll see what they do here. Same formation with slot left, wide right. Two running backs in the backfield behind the quarterback, Mancuso. He was in the pistol. He'll take the snap. Hands it off, and I don't think they are going to get anything as he tried to get it to Carper again, and this time he's going to lose a yard back to the 30-yard line. And it's going to be another punt.
No surprise there, Steve. This defensive front's just putting up a wall right now. There's nowhere for them to run.
4th down. Punt situation for Boiling Springs. Punter. Let's see exactly who it is. I can't read the number yet, but he's going to kick it. And it almost goes out of bounds, but Mills has to turn back and picks it up at the 25-yard line. Goes to the 30, breaks a tackle, 40, midfield, breaks another tackle. He's headed down the sideline. There's another block, and he is going to go for a touchdown. Tyron Mills watched that ball bounce on the sideline. He thought it was going to go out of bounds, but it didn't go. And then he just tracked it down, and he just picked it up and took it the other side of the field and down the sideline for a 75-yard punt return for a touchdown.
And again, there you see what he can do with the ball at any moment. And you said, look, watch it almost go out of bounds and then decide, hey, it's inbound, might as well return it. And there he goes up the sideline, showed his speed. Good job by Mills.
Brady in for the extra point. It's on the way. It is good. So we'll take timeout again. 3:58 left to play in the first quarter. It is Middletown 28, Boiling Springs nothing. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is getting ready to celebrate 20 years in the community. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind can handle your fall and homecoming floral needs with corsages and boutonnieres available. And Christmas flowers are just around the corner. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is here to help your floral needs for all occasions of life. Located on Dock Street in Upper Royalton, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Their number is 944-5425.
Only
Well, 3:58 left to play in the first quarter. And it is 28-0 Middletown.
S&H screen printing.
As Boiling Springs just has no answer
Colonial Park family
for anything. Punt return for touchdown for Mills. He's actually been in the end zone twice. One was called back via penalty, but not that one. That's a 75-yard punt return for touchdown as the kickoff
of a
taken
kick.
By Taven Kelly to the 20-yard line in the Boiling Springs offense. We'll be back on the field here at the 20-yard line.
We'll be first at 10, Boiling Springs.
And again, Boiling Springs is able to get nothing going against this Middletown defense.
They do not have a first down in the game. And this is kind of expected, you know, and Boiling Springs is a struggle.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Run on first down, good for 6 yards. The second down and four, handoff. This time will go to Josh Otto trying to run to the right side. I think he's going to have enough for a first down for Boiling Springs, their first one of the game.
And again here with Malone out, this offense really relies on Mancuso at that quarterback position. Whether it be running the ball or throwing it. But again, Mancuso is the man that this Bulbers will the Bulbers will rely on here this afternoon.
Yeah, they have to. They got no choice. Slot left, wide right. Mancuso in the pistol. Will hand it off. That is going to go up the middle. I believe that time it was Taven Kelly. He's seen the football a few times on the kick return team.
Mancuso hands the ball off.
And Kelly able to pick up 2 yards.
One on the play. Advances the ball to the 32.
And Kelly has done a little bit of everything this year. He's played quarterback. Has 15 carries on the season. Also 8 receptions. So he's played all over that offensive side of the ball.
Slide left, wide right. Boiling Springs has basically been in that formation almost every play that they've had on offense here. As it is going to be a quick throw, and it's caught by Ben Caldwell out at the 44-yard line. But Mancuso stood in there because Hunter Landis just came out and laid him out right up the middle. He almost got hit before he threw that football, it looked like. But Caldwell makes a great catch, and they get a first down out of it.
Good catch there by Caldwell. Woody in coverage looked to maybe go in for a delayed blitz. Caldwell just stepped in front. As you said, Mancuso staying in there as long as possible.
So first down at the 44-yard line. Handoff goes to Kelly. He drops the football. It is loose and it is going to go out of bounds a few yards back from the line of scrimmage. They're going to lose about 5 or 6.
Fumbles out of bounds.
I'm not sure where or what happened there. If Kelly might have just dropped it. I don't know if anybody got a strip on that ball, but it had enough momentum to make it from the hash marks all the way out of bounds.
On that play, that's twice in a row now that Hunter Landis has been first to the ball. I think he's the one that got a hold of Kelly at least.
End result is a 2nd and 16 back at the 38-yard line, so they lost 6 on that fumble. 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. And it'll be Mancuso. In the shotgun, takes a snap, in trouble, has to step up, and it looked like he stumbled over his own guy in the backfield. Josh Otto was trying to make a block for him, but Mancuso just could not get around him, and the bump with Otto caused him to go down. So now it's going to be 3rd down and 17.
And again, we've seen LaRon Woody on that play able to get in, just got clipped at the end before he was going to make a play. Again, in that backfield, been back there a couple times today. Him and Landis doing a good job getting into that backfield at that linebacker position.
Third 17, slot this time to the left side of the formation. Actually, they'll have three receivers to the left, one to the right. And Cusso in the pistol. He'll take the snap. It's just going to be a delay give up the middle, and that's going to be Otto getting about 8 yards out to the 45-yard line. But it's going to be a fourth down, and they will have
number
to punt
eight,
the football
Josh
away.
Otto on the carry. Stop made by number 15, Blake Jacoby. Ball on the 45. Brings up a fourth and
you
got
to bring up Mancuso is going to be in almost like the quarterback punt type formation here. They will snap it, and he will bobble it. Now he's going to run with it, and he'll kick it on the run. And it is going to head out of bounds. This is going to be a short kick. That looked ugly from the get-go. We've reached the end of one quarter. We'll take timeout. Our score after one. It's Middletown 28, Boiling Springs nothing. Back with the second quarter after this here in the Faker Finger Miner Funeral Home, Blue Raiders Sports Network.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
Memorial Field, 28-0 Middletown over Boiling Springs, and Middletown has run seven offensive plays in the first quarter, and lead 28-0.
And again, that is just how dangerous this Middletown offense is, and not even offensively, and the special teams as well. You saw Mills with that 75-yard punt return as well. So again, they can do it anytime any of their playmakers have their hands on the ball.
Slot right, Thompson in the backfield. It's going to be a handoff. Thompson up the middle, and he's going to be tackled. After a short gain, just 2 yards to the 36-yard line. Looked like Ricky Ott was able to just get him by the ankle and rip him down.
36. Brings up a second down and eight.
And again, we've seen Lopez as well in that backfield. Get him some carries, but again, that offensive line doing what they've been doing all year.
Lopez in motion. It's going to be a handoff to Fox up the middle, and he's got room. He's got a first down, and he's across midfield to the 49-yard line, a gain of 15 on the run straight up the middle for Fox. He's got three carries, 30 yards, and a touchdown.
Middletown into Boiling Springs territory at the 49, which is good for a Blue Raider first down.
So first and 10 for Middletown at the 45. Looks like we have an injured Boiling Springs player, and that is Ricky Ott, who made the tackle on Thompson on the previous play. I'd like to remind everyone that if you are looking for Lebanon Valley College football, they are on our alternate stream on WMSSFM.com or on the TuneIn radio app. Right now, halftime is the latest score we have
number
there.
73, Ricky Ott.
Lycoming leading Lebanon Valley at halftime 21-7. Here it is 28-0 Middletown over Boiling Springs. As they help Ricky Ott off the field.
First and 10.
Raiders will line up in a double wing formation with Fox as the running back. Snavely under center. Mills is out to the right side. Thompson in motion. Snavely bobbles the snap, and he just has to tuck it and run it. He's stripped of it. He loses Snavely it. Looks like Boiling keeper. Springs is going to have possession of the football. They do.
Fumble on the play, recovered by Boiling Springs.
And again, it's a tough play. With the snap, and Snavely just decided to tuck and run. And it was late. There seemed to be
first and 10, Boiling Springs.
kind of, you know, caught up.
3-yard line.
Somebody just came in late and stripped the ball from Snavely.
Yeah, running backs are really taught to protect the football at all times. And a quarterback with a Snavely, not really a running quarterback, and just happened to have that ball just squirt straight up on him, and he just grabbed it out of midair and tried to run with it. And he just got it stripped out, and Boiling Springs with it on their own 43-yard line. Handoff up the middle, and nothing there for Darius Johnson. He is going to lose 3 yards back to the 40-yard line.
And that was Radaball getting through that line there, doing a good job.
Griffin Radaball
making that tackle.
Stop made back at the 40. Brings up a second down and 13.
Yeah, Radaball, Maxwell. He also got Bobby Graham up there for Middletown. Hayden Landis. They're the front four that are out there right now. Of course, Hunter Landis and also Blake Jacoby at linebacker have been doing a stellar job all year for this Middletown team. Here comes Landis on the blitz, and he runs past the running back, but that's okay. He's got guys to clean him up.
Handoff has a number 22, Caden
as
Harper.
It gets to Carper, and Kyle Truesdale makes the tackle for Middletown.
Hunter Landis has a thirst for blood. Every single play, he's ready to go. He's edging towards the line. You can definitely tell when he's trying to pierce through that line, and when he does, he's in the backfield almost instantly every time.
Lost a yard on that play. Third down and 14 for the Bubblers. As they'll have wide to the right side, slot left. They have actually three receivers, a wing and slot to the left side of the formation. Mancuso will be in the shotgun, takes the snap, looking to throw. He'll try to dump it off, does so to Johnson. Breaks one tackle, but he's going to be wrapped up. LaRon Woody is going to come up and make the stop right at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
Stop made by number 2, Tyre Mills.
And it is going to be punt situation here for Boiling Springs.
That's one thing that Middletown does so well.
Brings up a fourth and 14.
You saw in that screenplay, everybody knew where that ball was going. Everybody had, you know, knew what to do. They all did their assignment and able to contain that. And
number 8, Josh Otto.
Stop him short.
Deep for the Blue Raiders.
Once again.
Number 2, Tyre Mills.
Otto is the punter. Goes through his hands. And it's going to be loose on the ground. And Middletown's going to have the football inside the Boiling Springs 35-yard line. It's at the
is fumbled.
33 of Boiling Springs. Not sure if we're going to call that a turnover. If Middletown recovered it, or a turnover on downs, which technically isn't a turnover if Boiling Springs recovered it. Regardless, it is Middletown football, and it will be, we'll call it, at the 34-yard line.
Blue Raiders from the Bubbler,
we've seen a couple of times today those snaps hard to handle for both quarterbacks.
Maybe it's the wind. I don't know. Probably not. Handoff goes to Thompson, trying to bounce it to the left side. He's caught up the middle, and not much, maybe a yard. It looks like, actually, they're going to mark him right down at the line of scrimmage. So, really, it's been tough sledding so far for Jalen Thompson in this game. He only has 12 yards on 4 carries, again, needing only 49 yards to get to the 1,000-yard mark for the year.
Second down at 10, with the ball still resting on the 34-yard line.
And again, maybe something Coach Myers, we give Thompson some rest. And this is what we've seen, Fox and even Lopez getting some carries.
And it's going to be Fox on the counter give, and he is going to be brought down after a gain of 3.
Fox on the
31-yard line.
Stop made by number 71, Alex Myers.
Third down and 7. And don't forget the... Really, the big game in the Capital Division is going to be next week over at Henry Hershey Field. We'll be there on Friday night, 6:40 pregame show. 7 o'clock is the kickoff. Middletown and Milton Hershey, each team getting a chance because of Middletown's homecoming game here on Saturday afternoon, getting a chance to do some in-person scouting. I know Brett Myers was over at Henry Hershey Field last night watching the Spartans, and I would bet that All the Spartan coaching staff are here tonight to watch Jalen Thompson here to get to the edge around the corner, 25-yard line and out of bounds down at the 18-yard line. Gain of 13 for Thompson. That's his best run of the day.
And again, good job there by Snavely. A little bit of high snap.
Thompson
able to corral it in. Still
nine,
able to get that handoff to Thompson. Able to get the Blue Raiders a first down.
And we'll give them 14. They call him down at the 17-yard line. So Thompson
is 17-yard line.
26 yards.
First down.
They'll have slot to the right side, wide left. Snavely has Thompson in the backfield with him. It's going to be a handoff right up the middle. Thompson trying to juke his way over to the left side, but he stopped at the 11-yard line. Gain of 6 and a 2nd and 4 for Middletown.
Stop made by number 56, Drew Boley.
And now we're starting to see Thompson get a couple more carries here.
Ball on the 11 brings up a 2nd down and 4.
Double wing formation. Fox is in the backfield. Plummer is wide to the left side. It's going to be a handoff to Fox up the middle, and he is going to be taken down as soon as he got
Brady Fox, your ball.
As soon as he got the football, a couple of the guys here, Alex Myers and Jacob Otto.
Number 71, Alex Myers.
Boiling Springs, so no gain on that play. Actually, he's going
to
lose a couple
back
yards.
To the 14.
And again, that's really the first time this afternoon we've ever seen
3rd down and 7.
Boiling Springs able to get through that Middletown front. There they're able to get Fox negative gain.
Hand off to Thompson on 3rd and 7. Getting to the corner as Fox is the lead blocker. Thompson cuts back. He's going to have enough for a first down, but he's going
to
be just short of the goal line.
Ball off to number 7, Jalen Thompson.
So they're going to mark him down right at the 1-yard line.
It's around the end and stopped at the 1-yard line where it'll be first.
And I wouldn't expect anything less than to go behind those 5 guys on the line. Push this one in for the Blue Raiders.
And if they do, that can make this game a whole heck of a lot quicker.
Well, they have to hold that until halftime. If they do. Well, we've seen Snavely just QB sneak this before, riding the power of the offensive line. Oh, it's going to be Fox with the give, and he is going to be taken back. Boy, he had white shirts on him as soon as they snapped the football. And he's going to lose 3 yards back to the 4.
And there again, we see
stop is made back
the Bubblers
4-yard line.
Front 7 able to get through
second
this Middletown
goal
line. They make a play once again.
They'll call it on the 3-yard line here. 2nd and goal. Fox will come out. Thompson will be in the backfield. Majerski is lined up behind the tight end on the left side of the formation. Lopez in motion. High snap way over the head. Thompson runs back, picks it up. 20-yard line. He's going to look to run. Comes over to the near side. He's going to be tackled way back at the 37-yard line.
By number 7, Jalen Thompson.
So Thompson will lose
stop made by number 71.
About 31 yards on the fumble recovery.
37.
Luckily, I don't think that counts against his rushing yardage. That's a pretty big chunk. Usually, I just ignore those. But that's a 31-yard loss. I don't know where to account for that. But now it's a 3rd and goal at the 37 for Middletown. I don't know if I've ever seen a 3rd and goal at the 37. Thompson in motion. Snavely, play action. He's going to throw it. It is caught. Trey Leach, 20-yard line, tackled at the 15.
So
they get 22
Trey Leach
of it to Leach.
Stop made by number 14.
And on that last
Dallas
play there,
Jackson,
you really saw how Mills comes into effect on those plays. Mills went down the field and was able to get behind the defensive backs of Boiling Springs, and they focused more on him getting back, and then allowed Leach in the middle of the field to free up, and Snave was able to find him along the sideline.
So 4th and goal from the 15. Slot left, wide right, Snavely. We'll have Fox come out now, so trips to the left side. Snavely will throw. Mills is wide open. Touchdown, Middletown. A 15-yard pass from Snavely to Tyre Mills, who has his third touchdown of the game. Two on passes, one on a punt return, and the Raiders lead it 34 to nothing.
And again, we talked about Mancuso for Bowling Springs standing in there as long as he could in there. Snavely did the same thing.
Number 16, Donovan.
Saw the blitz coming from his right side. Able to make the play. Find Mills again, who was able to create some separation off the defensive backs. Able to score once again for the Blue Raiders.
Snap, the hold, the kick is up. It is good. We will take timeout. 2:48 left to play in the first half. It is Middletown 35, Boiling Springs nothing. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials of Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Welcome back. Middletown's War Memorial Field. Middletown, that time, it took them a little bit. 10 plays to go 34 yards. Took almost 6 minutes off the clock. Ended up with a third down and goal at the 37. It didn't matter. They got 22 on third down.
Off,
got the other 15 on fourth down. And Mills has his third touchdown of the half.
Otto, along with number 11,
and the Raiders extend it to a 35-0 lead here over Boiling Springs as Brady will put the boot to it. End-over-end kick going to go to the 18-yard line. And it will be returned to the 23. The Middletown defense will take the field once again. Now, game like this, you think that's good time for Middletown to rest their starters. Now you got a 35-point lead. I expect the starters to play into the third quarter because you have to have. You're expecting to need them for a full game next week in Milton Hershey. So that's the bad thing about having an opponent like Boiling Springs here today. You know, you get an easy, you know, an easy game, and everybody's kind of relaxed, but you're gonna have to be in full game shape next week. That is for sure.
Yeah, that is a tough thing, especially Milton Hershey requires all 11 guys on the field to you know compete.
Number 11
against them, and again
made by number 21.
It will be tough here for Middletown, as you said, only playing their starters, you know, as far as the third quarter.
David Kelly.
Loss of a yard, puts the ball
with
in 23,
the run.
Brings up a second down at 11.
Loses a yard, trying to run to the left side. It'll be second and 11 for the Bubblers here. 2:09 left to play in the first half. 35-0 Middletown with the lead here against Boiling Springs. Two receivers to the right side. There's the snap. Mancuso going to keep it himself, and he's going to be devoured. Maxwell's
15,
in there on him.
Mancuso on the keeper.
And I think Bobby Graham is the guy at the bottom of the pile. A loss of a couple yards for Mancuso.
Bobby Graham.
Not even sure if that was a design quarterback keeper or not.
20.
It was disrupted one way or another. So we will take timeout as we have timeout on the field. 1:51 left to play in the first half. Middletown 35, Bowling Springs nothing. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
Okay. 1:51 left to play in the first half. 35-0 Middletown with the lead. The Raiders called that timeout because it's down to third and 14 for the Bubblers from their own 20-yard line. So the Raiders looking to get the football back. It's going to be a pitch back to Josh Otto. He's going to be hammered by Woody and Truesdale in there for Middletown. And Middletown again will take the timeout as Otto only able to get 4 yards. And a fourth and 10, they will have to punt it away. And Middletown will have a minute 42 to get a little more work done.
And again, Middletown up 35-0, but still treating this as if it was a close one. They want to make sure to get in and get these starters as much playing time as possible, get them ready for next week, and use this as kind of a momentum builder, you could say, in the next week against a good Milton Hershey team.
If you're hungry after the game,
it's
going to
be
a
big one over at Henry Hershey Field on Friday night.
It's open 24 hours a day and is located.
When we came into this year, we circled four games on the schedule for this Middletown team. One is always the lower Dauphin game, because that's a good measuring stick to see how good this team is against a bigger school like lower Dauphin. Well, Middletown passed that test. Then it was East Pennsboro, a revenge game from last year's playoff loss. And boy, they came through with flying colors on that one, 50-14 in that one. And then 2 weeks ago, Middletown probably played their worst game of the year as they used the snap over the head of the punter, and it is going to be Middletown football at the 2 yard line as Otto has to fall on it back at the 2. So the Raiders will have it at first and goal at the 2.
It'll be first and goal, Blue Raiders.
So the Raiders can put on another one here if they can move the football 6 feet.
You know, that kind of play almost reminds you of Middletown last year with all the bad snap problems. Luckily, they've eliminated that this year. And, I mean, without big mistakes like that, they've come to this point 7-0. So we'll see what they can do here on out.
First and goal at the 2. Fox is the running back. He's going to line up right beside Snavely, who is under center, and they're just going to try to push Snavely into the end zone. And when he got the horses up front, the Middletown does. That's
12,
an easy play to convert. Snavely, 2 yards for the touchdown, and it is 41-0 Middletown.
And again, as you said, just following that offensive line for Middletown, as they did a good job there.
Numbers 16, pushing ready to attempt the point after.
Snavely forward, as well as the running backs behind him, pushing him as well.
Yeah, you can almost say Brady Fox was a pusher. Brady in for the extra point. It is up. It is good. We'll take timeout. 1:33 left to play in the first half. It is Middletown 42, Boiling Springs nothing. Back after this on the Fager Pink Combiner Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
Welcome back to War Memorial Field. Steve Leedy, Degan Hughes, Owen Hedder, DeMar Parker. Senior producer is Darren Rank this afternoon. Donovan Brady to kick off for Middletown as they get a 2-yard touchdown run from Chase Snavely. Kick is going to be fielded by Evan Mancuso at the 32-yard line. In case you're looking for the Lebanon Valley College game, that is on our Alternate Stream on WMSSFM.com or on the Alternate Stream on the TuneIn Radio app. Just look for WMSS. And LVC coming back in that one. They were trailing 21-0. Now mid-third quarter is 21-14. So the Flying Dutchman putting on a bit of a comeback. Up in Williamsport against Lycoming. First down and 10 for Boiling Springs here at their own 32-yard line. Mancuso in the pistol. He'll take the snap, hands it off up the middle. It goes to Carper, and he's going to get maybe a yard or two. Give him one out to the 33.
Number 22, Caden Carper on the carry.
And again, these running backs and Mancuso haven't been able to do anything against this Middletown front seven so far today. whether it's passing, throwing, the linebackers and linemen for this Blue Raiders team able to be in and pressuring Mancuso and the running backs on almost every play.
Now the Bubblers really haven't tried to throw it that much in this first half. Even sticking with the ground game. Mancuso just 2 of 3 for 12 yards. Yes, I'll have it here. Second down and 9. Slot left, wide right. Mancuso in the pistol. Hands it off to Carper, trying to run it to the right, and he'll again get 1 yard.
Mancuso hands the ball off to number 22, Caden Carper. Stop made by number 42, Hunter Landis.
And it looks like Bowling Springs just trying to get this one to the half.
Yeah.
Brings up a third down and 8.
And Nate Fryer, the head coach of Bowling Springs, he knows he doesn't have the numbers, doesn't really have the horses in this one. You just go out there, run your plays, and try to get better, and that's what he's trying to do. But they are definitely up against a buzzsaw here on Middletown's homecoming afternoon as the clock will wind out. And that takes us to the end of the half. It is Middletown 42, Boiling Springs nothing. Stay tuned for the halftime show of the crowning of the homecoming queen after this here on the Fager Finger Matter Blue Raiders Sports Network.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Tim Clouser of Remax Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and Remax Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser and Remax Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
The Brownstone Cafe cooks up homestyle meals in a relaxed atmosphere. The Brownstone Cafe has a variety of daily specials, and their menu is filled with a wide selection of pastas, steaks, seafood, soups, and desserts. The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, and their staff wishes the Raiders good luck during the season. The Brownstone Cafe in downtown Middletown, open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., Sundays, 8 to 8.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage, offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike, on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363, or online at www.jacksautosales.net.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
Welcome back to Middletown's War Memorial Field. We are at halftime. Middletown leading Boiling Springs 42-0 as we await the homecoming festivities here with the homecoming court on the field waiting to get introduced. We'll quickly go through the halftime stats here while we have a moment. Leading rusher, Josh Otto for Boiling Springs, 3 carries, 16 yards. Caden Carper, 6 for 8. Darius Johnson, 3 for 3. Mancuso, 3 for 3. David Kelly, 3 for 3. Receiving, Ben Caldwell caught one pass for 12 yards. Darius Johnson, 1 for no gain. Mancuso passing the football, 2 for 3 for 12 yards in the first half. Offense in the first half for Boiling Springs, 19 carries for 33 yards. 12 yards passing, just 45 yards of offense for the Bubblers here this afternoon. Middletown leading rusher was leading rusher was Jose Lopez. 1 carry, 63 yards, and a touchdown. Jalen Thompson, 7 for 45. Brady Fox had 6 carries for 28. Chase Snavely, 2 for 7. Fox, Snavely, and Lopez all have a rushing touchdown. Tyre Mills has 2 catches for 63 yards and 2 touchdowns. Two for 57 yards and 2 touchdowns. Snavely in the first half was 4 for 4 for 84 yards and a touchdown. Thompson also caught a pass for 5. Trey Leach caught one pass for 22 yards. Team totals for Middletown on the ground, 16 carries, 143 yards, 69 yards through the air. They have one, I'll just say, fumble loss for 31 yards on that high snap that Thompson picked up and ended up back at the 37-yard line. It's 181 yards of total offense for Middletown in the first half. So now we have the 2016 homecoming court on the field.
There are new traditions. And the candidate that chooses the yellow roses with blue ribbons will be the homecoming queen.
Okay, so it's a yellow rose with blue ribbons.
The white rose with a yellow ribbon will be the first runner-up.
And a white rose is the runner-up.
If for some reason the 2016 queen.
So that's new. It used to be a white rose with a ribbon. Now we're looking for a yellow rose.
The candidates are
with Riley El Hodge, the blue ribbons.
Daughter of Tony El Hodge and Andrea El Hodge, escorted by Ian Guckabin, son of Barbara Guckabin.
So first out is Riley El Hodge, a field hockey captain. Going to go out and go to
Bianca Jasper, daughter of Marcus
School for Elementary Education. Ian Guckabin is out there as well. He's a soccer player. Bianca Jasper is a basketball player for the girls basketball team. A pretty good one at that. Joseph Brady is her escort.
Escorted by Logan Stoltzfus.
Jessica Nisley is third to pick her envelope. She is a soccer captain
Sierra
on the girls'
Smith,
soccer team.
Daughter of Susan Sharp, escorted
Logan
by
Stoltzfus,
son of Rick and Nikki Thomas,
is the escort there. Sierra Smith, she's the senior class
and
president.
Zimmerman,
she's escorted by
and Anthony Zimmerman,
Braden Thomas,
escorted by Luke Marakovich, son
and
of
Riley Zimmerman is the last one. She is going to be the last to get the envelope, which has the card, which has the order that they come out and pick the boxes that Earl Bright, and he has been doing a yeoman's job of keeping them on the table because the wind is blowing hard enough that it was moving the boxes off the table. So he has to sit there and hold them down, literally, with the stiff breeze that's going from left to right here at Middletown's War Memorial Field. So first to pick is Sierra Smith. A lot of times we find that the last box picked is the one that has the homecoming queen rose in it. This year, again, a yellow rose with blue ribbons. Second to pick is Bianca Jasper.
Again, other schools do this. The homecoming queen is determined by vote. Here, it's pretty much as random as you can get. If you're on the homecoming court, you got a 1-in-5 shot. You just got to pick the right box. Riley Elhodge picks the third box. Jessica Nisley gets the fourth. And then it's going to be Riley Zimmerman who gets the last one. So we'll see if she gets the homecoming queen rose here, as they will now open it. We're looking for the yellow rose with the blue ribbons, and it looks like it is going to be Sierra Smith who has it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 2016 homecoming queen,
Sierra Smith is the homecoming queen. Braden Thomas is her escort. We'll see who has the other one. I believe the runner-up is Riley Elhodge over here on the left side.
It's Riley Elhodge, escorted by Ian Buckman.
So Riley Elhodge is the runner-up.
Homecoming queen of 2015 will crown this year's
Sierra
queen.
Smith will.
And Sierra is a gift from the class of 2066.
Get the homecoming queen crown here at midfield in front of the home crowd. I don't know if they still do the lap around the thing in the Corvette. Oh, yep, they got the Corvette out there.
Man, that's a gorgeous car.
Yeah, they always bring in the Corvettes for the for homecoming here, and the homecoming queen gets a victory lap around War Memorial Field. So, congratulations to Sierra Smith and Braden Thomas, as they will get to ride around, and they are getting a dozen yellow roses to carry around with them as well. So we'll take time out. When we come back, we will talk about all of the different division races going on around District 3. With all the games completed last night, we get a clear picture of things. So we'll be back with that. Again, our score here at halftime, Middletown 42, Boiling Springs nothing. Back after this on the Fager Finkelbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances and are home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory, keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home.
Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is getting ready to celebrate 20 years in the community. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind can handle your fall and homecoming floral needs with corsages and boutonnieres available. And Christmas flowers are just around the corner. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is here to help your floral needs for all occasions of life. Located on Dock Street in Upper Royalton, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Their number is 944-5425.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles, and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Welcome back to War Memorial Field.
Don't forget, fans,
Steve Lee, Megan Hughes, Owen Hedder, DeMar Parker. Dan Rank is our studio producer here this afternoon. Middletown leading Boiling Springs 42-0 here on homecoming day for Middletown. We got a couple of class reunions going on here tonight. The 25th year reunion for my class of 1991. They're getting together at Guido McNeil's up here on the square of Middletown tonight, 6 o'clock. And then the class of 1966, that would be Larry Etter's class. They are having their 50th year reunion tonight up at the Holiday Inn on Eisenhower Boulevard. So good to see all the 25th and 50th year class guys back in town here today for these homecoming festivities. Got to check out the new Middletown High School. I was out there this morning because we obviously had the football game last night. John and I did, but we were out there this morning. Got our first look at the gymnasium, see where our new home will be for the basketball games. And coming up this fall, it's a nice new gym. The seating capacity looks to be, I'd say, similar to what the old gym was, maybe a couple less, I would guess.
Yeah.
Just trying to count and trying to, you know, you look at bleachers and you try to approximate how wide somebody is and how many people you can jam in there. So
for your help today.
So we figure about 60 per row, and we counted the rows on both sides and came up with about 1,500 is the capacity in there, but it's obviously nice and brand new, so it's going to be a good place for your brother, hopefully, to be out there, and hopefully he can heal in time to get ready for basketball season. They should have a decent year, the Middletown boys basketball team. That is coming up in a couple months. We still got football to deal with, and a lot of the different division races We'll look over those here while we have the chance. Mid-Penn Commonwealth State College is the unbeaten team there. The big game there will be Week 10 as Central Dauphin goes up to State College. Cumberland Valley, they have a big game with Harrisburg, with CD and CV with one loss in division. It's going to come down to the CD trying to upset State College in Week 10. Mid-Penn Keystone Division. Bishop McDevitt and Cedar Cliff now took a stranglehold on that, both with one loss. They had big wins last night over Redland and Susquehanna Township. McDevitt and Cedar Cliff have already played, so McDevitt plays Lower Dauphin, Central Dauphin East. Cedar Cliff plays Mechanicsburg and Susquehanna Township in the last 2 weeks. Mid-Penn Colonial, Shippensburg with their trip up last night against Northern. They now send it into a three-way tie between Shippensburg, Big Springs, and Waynesboro, as it is Shippensburg with West Perry and Big Springs with Mifflin County and Shippensburg. Waynesboro has James Buchanan and Mifflin County left. So advantage there goes to Waynesboro, really, because they have two very easy opponents. They should be able to at least get a tie, and then the winner of the Shippensburg-Big Spring game should also tie for that division. Mid-Penn Capital, well, we know what the story is there. It's Middletown and Milton Hershey. It's going to be next week. It's going to be winner-take-all in that one, unless the other one would slip up and cause a co-champion from Week 10. Middletown plays Steel High, and Milton Hershey plays Palmyra. So Milton Hershey does still have a tough game left in Week 10 as well. LL1. Wilson with a big win last night against Manheim Township, 17-10. So they are the unbeaten team in that division. They should not have any trouble the rest of the way. Manheim Central and Cocalico are both 4-1 in LL2. Manheim Central with Solanco Garden spot left. Cocalico has Ephrata and Solanco. And Cocalico was the team that beat Manheim Central in division play there. So it'll come down to those two teams. LL3, Donegal. They are 4-0 in that division, but just 4-4 overall. Lancaster Catholic and Anvil Cleona, two teams that are looking to get into the AAA district playoffs, are 3-1 in division, 5-3 overall. But it is Donegal who plays both Lancaster Catholic and Anvil Cleona in the next 2 weeks, so that division's still up for grabs. York Adams, it comes down to, almost seems like every year, Red Lion and Dallastown. As of right now, Red Lion
and Middletown are the only two undefeated teams left in District 3. Red Lion and Dallas Town, they will play in Week 10. And Red Lion will play for the outright division title. Dallas Town will likely be playing to share it with Red Lion. York 2, York Suburban is the unbeaten team. They play Gettysburg and Eastern York yet. They're the two teams chasing with one loss in division. Eastern York with a non-division game next week and then plays York Suburban in the final week. Gettysburg at York Suburban and then West York in the final week. York 3 is York Catholic up top, 7-1 on the season, 4-0 in division, and it's going to be Littlestown and Bermudian Springs as the two chasers. Littlestown and Bermudian Springs play next week, and that's going to have a big effect on the AAA playoffs, as those are the two teams right below Middletown in the power ratings. So they play next week in Bermudian Springs. Really, York Catholic has Fairfield and York Votech left. They should have no trouble being the division champion there. Tri-Valley, Newport can wrap it up next week at Halifax. They lost their first game of the year last night against Dubois, but that's obviously a non-conference opponent. So Newport 8-0 in the Tri-Valley. Williams Valley is the team that's chasing them, but strangely, they did not play in division play because there's 11 teams up in the Tri-Valley League, so they can't all play each other. So they just don't play, and Newport should be the division champion there. And then the Berks League, Berks 1 is Governor Mifflin, unbeaten in division play at 4-0. Exeter is the chasing team, 2-1 in division, but you wouldn't expect Mifflin to lose. They play at Fleetwood and Conrad Weiser in the last week. And Berks 2 is Berks Catholic, who is unbeaten in division, and Wyomissing, who is also unbeaten in division play. Wyomissing is, they are that team. If there's a team in the AAA field that's going to give Middletown some trouble, it's going to be Wyomissing, because they are a team with district playoff and state playoff pedigree. They've been there before, maybe not really recently, but they've been there the past few years. I believe it might have been last year where Berks Catholic beat them on the last game of the season, which they will play on week 10. And then Wyomissing turned around and beat them in the district final. So that is going to be a big game there. Wyomissing, they are fourth in the power rankings right now, but I think there may be enough of a gap that even if they lose to Berks Catholic, it's not going to matter, and they're going to get in anyway. And they may very well get in as the four seed if they do. And we all expect Middletown to still get the one seed, even if they lose next week against Milton Hershey. So that would be a tough first-round game for Middletown if they make the playoffs, and Wyomissing is that number four team. So keep your eye on the scoreboard for those games coming up over the next few weeks. Of course, last night we had a couple of big games in mid-Penn. State College beats Harrisburg 35-28. And the game ended in bizarre fashion where Harrisburg was down to the 20-yard line in the waning seconds, and then on third down completed a pass in the field of play, but it wasn't good for a first down, and on fourth down they spiked it. That's a turnover, because that was your fourth down play. So, unfortunately for Harrisburg, it ended that way. State College held on for the win. Of course, we had Lower Dauphin last night, a game we broadcasted here on 91.1 FM. They beat Cumberland Valley 15-10. Brendan Schaefer with a huge night rushing the football. He had 27 carries for about 262 yards. Broke off a 80-yard touchdown run after Cumberland Valley got back into it, kicking a field goal in the fourth quarter, pulled it to 9-3. Then on the very next play, 80 yards down the left sideline for the touchdown. Cumberland Valley had a effort at the end. They had the football and had the last play of the game broken up in the corner of the end zone by Lower Dauphin's Cole Etchberger, and the Falcons held on for a big 15-10 win to even up their record at 4-4. We'll take a quick timeout. We come back with the kickoff of the second half. Again, our score at halftime here is Middletown 42, Boiling Springs nothing. Back after this on the Finger Finger Binder Funeral Home, Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
The clock is
Welcome back to War Memorial Field here on Homecoming Day 2016. Good one on the field for the football players as well. Joe Cuneo will boot it away for Middletown to start the second half. So we'll see if that means that more of the second unit will be in the Raiders.
Ben Caldwell takes the kickoff.
It's going to be Ben Caldwell who returns it for Boiling Springs.
He's just past the third.
And again, we talked a little bit before the half about how long these Middletown starters will go in this one.
Line where it'll be first and 10, Boiling Springs.
With it being, of course, 42-0 and a big game next week for the Blue Raiders.
I think we are already starting to see some of the second team in. Yeah, this is a second unit defense for Middletown. Handoff is going to go to Darius Johnson trying to turn the corner, but nothing there. He is stopped after a no gain on the play.
Number 13, Darius Johnson with the ball.
So not, you know, not a
no gain on the play.
Not a bad decision at all for from Coach Myers to hold the starters out at this point. This game is under control. And you don't want to pick up the injuries. What it's one thing to say you're not getting in conditioning for your players, but you certainly don't want to have a player get injured.
Yeah, that's one thing that you don't want to do, especially going into next week against Milton Hershey. And again, it's good to even get some of these players' experience, some of the younger players.
And off up the middle, and a big hole this time for Darius Johnson. He has by far his best run of the game. He goes all the way down to the Middletown 43-yard line.
Blue Raider territory.
And again there, Johnson, get a majority of those carries today with the leading rusher, Brian Malone, out for the Bubblers. And we see him break a big runoff early in this second half.
First down and 10 for the Bubblers at the Middletown 43-yard line. Slot left, wide right, handoff going up the middle. And that is going to be Otto with the give. He's going to have a first down to
number
the 29-yard line.
Otto in the carry.
So a couple of nice runs against the second unit here for Boiling Springs, and they are at the 29 of Middletown.
Where it'll be first and 10, Boiling Springs.
Again, we're going to have the running clock here in the second half as obviously this game under the mercy rule as the 42-point margin here in the second half. We'll qualify it for that. Split backfield. Slot left, wide right. Mancuso. Hand off up the middle and nothing doing this time. He is
Mancuso hands the ball to number 13.
Turn back
Darius
is Johnson. You'll get nothing on the play.
Stop made by number 71.
Ethan Miller with the stop for Middletown.
Ball still in the 29. Brings up a second down and 10.
So a second and 10 for Boiling Springs. Slot left, wide right. Split backfield behind Mancuso, who is in the pistol, which is kind of like a half shotgun. Takes the snap, play fake. It's going to be a pitch, and it's way in front of the running back, and it is going to be picked up by Middletown.
The handoff is fumbled and recovered by the
Blue Raiders. It is recovered by Doug Carpenter.
Ben Carpenter on the recovery.
And Middletown will have the football. That pitch was just
it'll be first and 10, Blue
too far away from the running back from Mancuso. And Middletown able to hop on that football. Now we'll see what the second string offense can do here. With first and 10 at their own 38. Ash is the quarterback, hands it off to Lopez, breaks a tackle at 40, gets to the 40
6-yard line for a gain of 8. That seriously took down his yards per carry in this game.
And again, we saw, as you said, Lopez with that big touchdown run, 63 yards back in the first quarter.
23, Jose Lopez on the carry.
Good to see that.
Ball out to the 46.
From a freshman.
Second down and 2.
Abel Bottlebrush in there now as the man in the backfield. Ash takes the snap, fumbles the snap. Going to have to fall on it and lose a couple yards. It'll be third down and 7 back to the 41-yard line.
Your quarterback.
And again, some of those younger players in now in this one. Some mistakes will be made.
Back to the 42.
And that's all, you know, part of the process of them getting and getting ready to be, you know, in the coming years when they need to be called upon.
Football back to the 42-yard line. The third down and 6. Handoff goes to Gamble. Takes it wide. And he's going to get to the sideline. Has the first down, and he is hit out of bounds.
Antonio Gamble.
Around the... they're going to say he's stepped out, actually, back at the 49-yard line. But it's still good enough for the first down. On a gain of 7.
Ball spotted on the 49, which is good for a Blue Raider first down.
7 minutes and counting here in the third quarter. 42-0 Middletown with the lead. Double wing formation. In motion. Now it's going to be handoff up the middle. Bottlebrush, he's going to be turned back for no gain.
Number 17, Abel Bottlebrush on the carry.
Second down and 10.
No gain on the play. We'll bring up a second down and 10.
Again, the last score we had, actually, in case you're interested in Lebanon Valley College football, 4:37 left, and Lebanon Valley College has taken the lead up in Williamsport, 24-21. Handoff is going to be in the backfield to Figueroa. He's going to go backwards. He's going to be tackled for a loss of about 4 yards back to the 45-yard line. But if you want to catch the end of that LBC game, go to our alternate stream at WMSSFM.com or pick the other stream on the TuneIn Radio app. So they have a good comeback there from LBC as they were down 21-0 and now leading 24-21. Third down at 14 here for Middletown. Ash under center. Lopez in motion. He's going to get the give, and he is going to be thrown down
by
Alex Myers
on the carry.
He's dropped Boiling Springs.
By number 71,
that
Alex
is going to be a loss of 4 yards. Man, he came in totally unblocked, and Lopez had
ball
no prayer.
40 brings up a 4th and 19.
And yeah, Myers, as you said, just no one even was able to clip him at all. Just got right in that backfield.
Number 80, Tristan Maxwell back to punt. We have a flag on the
Tristan
play.
Tristan Maxwell to punt. Middletown cheating here. There's too many guys on the field. I have no idea what they have done here.
Timeout on the field.
I think Middletown might have had 12 guys out there. They take a timeout. We'll just keep it right here with 4:42 left to play in the third quarter. I'd like to remind those from the class of 1966, their 50th year reunion tonight at the Holiday Inn on Eisenhower Boulevard, class of 1991. Meeting up at Guido McNeil's here on the square in town. Fourth down now for Middletown. Looks like they have 11 guys on the field now. And Tristan Maxwell will punt it away. Taven Kelly back to receive. And Maxwell has trouble fielding it, and he is going to be tackled back at the 24-yard line. So
Boiling Springs in position here.
And recovered.
To get some points on the scoreboard as they have it first and 10 at the 24-yard line of Middletown.
Ball is placed.
This is about where Boiling Springs had the ball earlier.
4-yard line.
When they fumbled it.
And 10, Boiling Springs.
It would be recovered by Middletown.
They line up with two receivers to the right, one to the left. And it's going to be Carper and Johnson as the running backs behind Mancuso in the pistol. And it's going to be Mancuso keeping it himself, trying to go right side, has some room, 15, 10, and he's going to be tackled
15,
like inside
Mancuso
the 10-yard line for a first and goal here for the Bubblers. Going to mark him just inside the 10-yard line.
He stopped at the 10-yard line.
It will be first and goal.
Which will bring up a first and goal.
.345 and counting here in the third quarter. 42-0 Middletown. Bubblers looking to get on the board. Split backfield, two receivers left, one to the right. And Cuso takes the snap. Hands it off up the middle, Carper, and
he
tackled after a short gain. Give him just one to the 9-yard line. Tough sled for Carper. He's got seven carries for just 9 yards.
And again, good pressure there. Like Cole Sr. in there on the pressure.
Ball on the 9-yard line.
Almost able to get maybe a little bit of a piece of Carper. Slow him down a bit in the backfield.
Second down and goal at the 9. Slot left, wide right. Split backfield, Mancuso. In the pistol. Middletown tries to blitz. And trying to time the blitz.
Flag on the flag.
That is going to be Gage Radabaugh. And he was pretty much in the backfield. And the ball hadn't been snapped yet.
Middletown will advance the ball to the 4.
So half the distance to the goal from there.
Second and goal.
And it will be second down and goal from just inside the 5 now. And it's going to be Mancuso and somebody.
Number 15, Evan Mancuso,
literally tripped him. It might have been his own guy, but he fell down at the 5-yard line for no gain on the play. But you saw an ankle come out and just, the quarterback went right down.
Bring up a third and goal.
Now third and goal from the 5-yard line. Again, don't forget, next week, Middletown at Milton Hershey. 6:40 is the pregame show. 7 o'clock will be the kickoff from Henry Hershey Field. That is one you're not going to want to miss. Third down and goal from the 5 here for Boiling Springs. Handoff. That is going to go to Johnson trying to go to the right side. And he'll be stopped at the 3-yard line. So fourth and goal from the 3 here. And Middletown obviously wants to keep the donut on the board here.
Ball is spotted on the 3-yard line.
I'm not sure if they are going to try to kick any field goals here. I would expect not. And the Bubblers are going to go for the touchdown here, as it's going to be Carper in the backfield. Two receivers left, one to the right, Mancuso. Takes the snap. It's going to be a pitch. And Carper is going to be close. They tackle him right at the goal line, and they are going to prevent him from getting in the end zone. He is short of the goal line by inches, and Middletown keeps the shutout alive here just barely.
Good job by that second team defense of Middletown after that ball was fumbled. And good job there. Hold Boiling Springs.
So now we'll see if the offense can keep the shutout alive.
Forward
as Ash just tries to move forward, and he doesn't get any yardage officially. It's just now closer to the 1 because it used to be inside the 1. So second down and 9
here for Middletown. Looks like they'll have to, well, they don't have to run another play here if they don't want to in the quarter. Vaderbush is the running back, and we've got flags thrown here with Middletown with the football inside their own 1 yard line. If it's against Middletown, it's not really going to be that costly.
Offsides, Boiling Springs.
So it is going to be offsides against the Bubblers.
To the 6 yard line.
That'll be out to the six. It seemed there like Middletown really didn't want to play. Just tried to get Boiling Springs to jump off sides. And actually, the clock runs after the penalty. So that is going to take us to the end of the third quarter. So we'll take timeout. Our score after three. It is Middletown 42, Boiling Springs nothing. Back with the fourth quarter after this here in the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
Start of the fourth quarter here on Homecoming 2016 for Middletown. The Raiders are up 42 to nothing. Ash under center on second down and five at the 5 yard line. Handoff goes to Gamble. Throws around the corner right side. Has some room. 15, 20, and tackled at the 22 yard line. Good enough for a first down on a gain of 17 yards for Gamble.
And again, we see even this second-team offense from Middletown able to move the ball against the Boiling Springs defense.
Which is good for a Blue Raider. First down.
It's Gamble over there and get a good run on that one.
Split backfield. It's like Lopez and Vaderbush in there for Middletown. Ash turns around, hands it to Lopez. Cuts back to the middle, finds a little bit of a hole, 25, and will be stopped near the 30-yard line. A nice pickup of 7 yards. Give him eight. It'll be second down and
number
two.
Number 23, Jose Lopez.
And that's one thing you like to see, especially from Lopez. Only a freshman for this Middletown team, but again, got some carries in this one and has performed well so far.
We have your winning 50-50 ticket number for your chance to win $736 in folding cash.
Call it second down and three. Only give him seven on that
ticket.
One.
312-9054.
Vaderbush in the backfield. It's going to be a handoff. That is to Figueroa trying to get around the corner. 30, 35, spins off a man and out of bounds at the 39-yard line. Call it the 38. Good enough for a first down for Middletown.
Edwin Figueroa on the carry.
So first and 10 for Middletown as they move the sticks here. Again, they are under the mercy rule. So we have a running clock here. 10:20 left to play in the fourth quarter. Shutout still intact. It was razor close to not being on the board, but Middletown makes the stop right at the goal line. Handoff goes to Trayvon Joseph, his first carry of the game, and stopped for no gain on the play.
Number 9, Trayvon Joseph.
And again, talked about a lot today, but that game next week
is on the 38
against Melton Hershey.
Second down and 10.
Very important game for both teams as the Capital Division is up for grabs.
Second down and 10. Split backfield. Wing and wide to the left side. Handoff goes to Figueroa. trying to get to the edge, but a lot of white shirts there. We're going to stop him for a short gain. Just one on the carry for Figueroa. And it'll be third down and eight.
By number 32, Josh Morris. Ball on the 40. Brings up a third down and eight.
Third down and eight for Middletown. Split backfield. Yep, check that. It's going to be a double wing formation. Botterbush is the running back behind Ash. Handoff is going to go to Lamar Ventura. He gets around the corner. Flag is thrown. Ventura is going to be still on his feet at the 35-yard line. Finally going to bring him down at the 30. They've got Laundrie on the field.
Flags on the play.
And this will come back. Now let's take it, if we can, up to Williamsport for the conclusion of the LVC Lycoming game. So let's take it up to John Wilsbach in Williamsport.
To 21, Lycoming on their last drive drove right down the field and scored the touchdown to take the lead after doing nothing in the second half. Blind Dutchman still with 40 seconds to respond.
Second down and 10. Tyler Sterner, the quarterback, rolling left again. Looking, throwing. It is incomplete. Was looking for the tight end, Clark. He was double covered. And it will stop the clock with 35 seconds to go and a third down and 10. For LVC.
I hate to say it this way, John. I want to take a shot down the middle. There have been so many patterns to the inside. I think they can sneak someone down on the post, fake to the outside, and maybe burn these safeties cheating for too far out to the outside.
And welcome those of you just joining us. We're in Williamsport. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser. LVC has battled back from a 21-0 deficit, but now they trail by three. Handoff is going to be to Irving trying to get outside. Dodges a tackler. Goes up the middle, and he's tackled at the 41, stops the clock with 26 seconds to go, and now a fourth down for LVC as they will have a fourth down and six with 26 seconds to go at the 41 of Lycoming.
Let's just say that wasn't my favorite play call there, and Irving just looking for someplace to cut back, go, you got to get out of bounds. He didn't get out of bounds, and he didn't gain anything extra because of not going out of bounds. When you see there's nothing there initially, you make a beeline for that sideline and hope that somebody over pursues, then cut back in. He just tried to dodge and juke like it's the first quarter. You can't do that there. The timeout is precious. They don't have any more left now. Now they have to pick up the first down. If they get it, they have to spike the ball immediately if it's not an out of bounds play.
Welcome those of you listening from WMSS 91.1 FM in the Middletown game. We'll be rejoining them shortly. Glad to have you along with us momentarily at 1510 AM. Lycoming leading LVC 27-24. 26 seconds remaining. LVC has a fourth down and six at the 41 of Lyco. The quarterback is Tyler Sterner. With a slot left, he's in the pocket. He's looking. He throws down the middle, and it's intercepted at the 25-yard line. Lyco will get it back, and they will preserve the win. A valiant comeback by LVC, but unfortunately, not enough, as Lyco will hold on as they lead 27-24.
Joe Pinska, the interception for Lycoming, and the play I was calling for on third down. They run it on fourth down, but this time there's a safety over the top looking for that play on the inside. Steps right in front of Travis Saylor, and the interception ends this game outside of a kneel down. Great job on the comeback for LVC. They don't get it done, but I think this helps them mentally the rest of the way.
All right. We send it back to our Middletown game on 91.1 FM. And for those of you listening at 1510, stick around for the post-game show. An exciting finish. LVC had a late lead, but surrendered it. And
Lyco
holds
Brown.
Up for the victory. Final score, Lyco 27, LVC 24. Back in 3 minutes here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
All right. Thank you very much, John, for that ending up in Williamsport. LVC going down to defeat here. We just had a
Run on fourth or third down for Middletown. A punt and now two auto runs. And Boiling Springs has it third down and five at the 44-yard line. It'll be a rollout and a pass by Taven Kelly. And it's incomplete. It'll be fourth down and five for Boiling Springs. With 6 minutes and counting here to go in the fourth quarter. So, looks like Boiling Springs, I would guess, would just leave the offense out on the field here. And Middletown, if they can stop them here, they very well could preserve the shutout. As it is 42-0. Starters on both sides of the ball did not play at all in the third quarter of this game. Brett Myers had that luxury with a 42-0 lead at halftime. Neither team able to score. Bowling Springs was close in the end of the third quarter there, but they could not get it in the end zone. The handoff goes to Otto, and he is going to be turned back after a gain of two. And Middletown will take over on downs here with the 5:10 left to play on the clock. And the Raiders, if they can get one or two first downs here, they can get a shutout victory here on homecoming.
And again, this second team defense here from Middletown has played well while they've been in. They had that stop down on the 1 yard line earlier. And now again, trying to preserve, as you said, that shutout with another good stop on fourth down.
Timeout taken on the field. 5:10 left to play in this one. It's Middletown 42. Boiling Springs nothing. Raiders will move to 8-0 on the season. Boiling Springs will drop to 0-8 on the season. LVC, as you just heard the conclusion of that one, like Coming, was able to defeat Lebanon Valley College 27-24, the final there up in Williamsport.
Middletown Alumni Association, the Blue Raider Foundation.
And everything is looking at next Friday night on the calendar for this Middletown football team. Middletown and Milton Hershey. That is going to be a war at Henry Hershey Field.
Woodman,
very talented quarterback Keontae Lucas and company loom for this Middletown team on Friday night. Should be a good one. Handoff on first down goes to Trayvon Joseph. He tries to go around the right side. Stopped after a very short gain, if anything at all. Actually, they're going to call him down right at the line of scrimmage for no gain. It'll be second down for the Raiders. Clock under 5 minutes now. Left in this one. 42-0.
Brings up a second down and 10.
In favor of the Blue Raiders. Double wing formation. Now Ash directs some traffic as Joseph goes back into the backfield. Split backfield. Second and 10. And Ash is going to let all the time wind off the clock as he can. 3 seconds left. 2-1. Now they'll snap it. Handoff will go right up the middle. And that's going to be good for a yard. And that is Gage Rapp.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers, or fries. It's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
All right, welcome back to War Memorial Field. We apologize for those technical difficulties there. A couple of runs by the Middletown second team, and Ash trying to run for it on fourth down. Gets tackled at the 45-yard line. Boiling Springs will have one last crack at it here with Kelly as the quarterback. Max will be in the eye. Middletown leading 42-0. Handoff goes to Otto, trying to bounce off tacklers up the middle.
Kelly hands the ball.
He is going to be tackled after a gain of four.
Stop made by number 40.
Minute 49 and counting left here.
Now with a Brandon Miller.
Successful homecoming game here. Going to win
41.
This game. Hopefully 42-0.
Brings up a second down.
We'll see if the defense can keep the shutout on the board. As will be a delay give. Otto up the middle. And he'll get just 1 yard to the 40-yard line. Our Dagan Hughes will head down the field here to try to talk to Middletown head coach Brett Myers after this
personal foul against the Butlers.
Homecoming victory. Boiling Springs will pick up a personal foul penalty here. And that'll march it back 15 yards, so it'll make it a little easier to preserve the shutout here as Boiling Springs will be marched back to their own 45-yard line. It's just a tough position here for Nate Fryer and company.
Reliance Therapy.
The Bubblers in this game without Brian Malone, their leading rusher for the year. He is a big piece of their team from last year that went 6-5. A lot of other replacement parts for this team. Just a rebuilding year for this team. They just came here and did what they could do. But again, they just ran into a buzzsaw here. This Middletown team is very good on both sides of the football. Here is a long pass, and it is going to be caught down at the 15-yard line. That is by Cameron Wolf. That is a 40-yard completion.
Stop made by number three, Dylan Andre.
As Traven Kelly hits the long pass with 36 seconds left to play, and Boiling Springs takes a timeout because they want to try to get some points on the board here.
This coming Friday, the 28th, the Blue Raiders will travel to Milton Hershey.
That was the first deep pass that we've seen pretty much all day here, thrown by Boiling Springs. They caught everybody by surprise, but Cameron Wolf was able to get behind the defense and get it to the 15-yard line of Middletown. So they're going to have a couple shots to get in the end zone here against the second team D, as they are going to, second team defense is going to get some instructions down here from Coach Myers. He wants to keep the zero on the board. So here it is, first down. Boiling Springs with no timeouts left. High snap. Kelly pulls it down. Looking to throw. Now has to roll. Looking to throw on the run. Chucks it in the back corner of the end zone. And it is going to be caught for the touchdown. So no shutout for Middletown.
This is complete.
As it is going to be Traven Kelly to Zach Vonstein for the touchdown. A 15-yard touchdown pass from Kelly to Zonstein. And the Bubblers will
Looks like they're going to line up to go for two here. Kelly, as the quarterback, has two receivers to the left side. Take the snap. Looking to throw on the run, and it is incomplete. So the conversion is no good. We'll take timeout. 27 seconds left to play in the fourth quarter. It's Middletown 42, Bowling Springs 6. Be back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Brownstone Cafe cooks up home-style meals in a relaxed atmosphere. The Brownstone Cafe has a variety of daily specials, and their menu is filled with a wide selection of pastas, steaks, seafood, soups, and desserts. The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, and their staff wishes the Raiders good luck during the season. The Brownstone Cafe in downtown Middletown, open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., Sundays, 8 to 8.
Welcome back to War Memorial Field. 27 seconds left. Boiling Springs gets on the scoreboard here with a 15-yard pass from Taven Kelly to Zach Vonstein. And the shutout is lost here for Middletown, but that really doesn't really matter too much. Middletown got the win in this game very early. They scored four times in the opening about 8 minutes in this game, and it was pretty much on cruise control. Second unit played the entire second half. Good thing is Middletown
kicking off number eight, Josh Otto,
got no injuries, as at least that we see in this ball game. You want to be as healthy as you can be for next week over at Milton Hershey. Kickoff is returned by Trayvon Joseph. Gets a few yards on the return. And Middletown, I think, will have to just snap it one time if they have to snap it at all. I guess the clock does stay stopped here after the kickoff. As, no, actually, they will wind the clock. So that is likely going to do it here. Middletown will head to midfield. And Middletown gets a victory here on Homecoming 2016. We'll take timeout. Our final score here this afternoon, it was Middletown 42, Boiling Springs 6. Stay tuned for the postgame show coming up after this here in the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage, offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike, on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363, or online at www.jacksautosales.net.
CME Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. CME Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's CME Lawn Care and Landscaping, 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972.
Welcome back to Middletown's War Memorial Field. Our Dagan Hughes down on the field. Middletown victorious here 42-6. As Dagan's going to look to talk to Middletown head coach Brent Myers. And looks like he's ready. Let's go down to Dagan.
Dagan Hughes down here with Coach Myers. Coach, a good team win for you guys today here on Homecoming. What do you look to do to try to continue this in the last few weeks of the season?
You know, we got
to
get better. I mean, there'll be stuff on film we can watch, and get better. But, you know, it was a good day, and it was really nice to see our JV defense with the goal line stand.
And Mills, a good day for him today, a couple touchdowns. How does he help free up some of your other playmakers on this team?
Well, you know, he can stretch the field vertically, and anytime you can do that, that opens some other things that make it a little easier for some other guys.
And you got were able to get some of the younger guys in. How important is it to get some of them experience coming in as they will try to come in the next couple of years?
Well, that's very important. It's a good day to be able to get guys on the field and be able to evaluate their film and grade them out and, you know, help them grow as players.
And next week in Milton Hershey, tough game for you guys. How do you plan to prepare for them next week?
We plan on, you know, having tough practices and working on blocking and tackling and hopefully be able to play well next week.
Thank you, Coach. Congratulations on the win.
All right. Thank you very much. Dagan, as obviously Coach Myers is certainly pleased with how his team performed in the first half of this game as they were able to put this game away relatively early. We'll take one final timeout. When we come back, we'll run over the post-game statistics in this one and then look at our upcoming schedule for next week. Again, our final score here, it was Middletown 42, Boiling Springs 6. Back after this on the Fager Finkham Minor Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances and are home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
You've been listening to Blue Raider.
And welcome back one final time here to Middletown's War Memorial Field. As Middletown victorious by a final score of 42-6. We'll take a quick look at the post-game statistics for this one. For Boiling Springs, leading rusher ended up being Josh Otto in the end. 9 carries, 43 yards. Darius Johnson, 6 for 31. Caden Carper, 8 for 12. Emma Cuso, 6 for 17. Taven Kelly, 3 for 3. Receiving, Cameron Wolf, 1 pass for 40 yards. Then Caldwell, 1 for 12. And Zach Bonstein caught 1 pass. That was the touchdown for 15 yards. And Johnson caught 1 pass for no gain. Mancuso, 2 for 3 for 12 yards. Kelly, 2 for 3 for 55 yards. And the touchdown pass there at the end. Team totals for Boiling Springs, 32 carries, 106 yards on the ground, 67 through the air, 173 yards of offense here for the Bubblers. Middletown, really limited offensive numbers here for the Blue Raiders because, well, they really didn't need it here today. Leading rusher ended up being Jose Lopez, 4 carries, 74 yards, and a touchdown. Jalen Thompson, 7 for 45. Brady Fox, 6 for 28, and a score. Antonio Gamble, 2 for 24. Abel Botterbush, 1 for no gain. Edwin Figueroa, 4 for 5. Gage Radabaugh, 1 for 1. Scott Ash, 2 carries, 1 yard. And Trayvon Joseph, 3 carries for no gain. Receiving, Tyre Mills, 2 catches, 57 yards. They both went for touchdowns. Trey Leach, 1 for 22. Jalen Thompson, 1 for 5. Chase Snavely, well, he's not going to hurt his passer rating, which was already really good coming into this game. 4 for 4, 84 yards, and a touchdown. Team totals for Middletown on the ground, 32 carries, 185 yards, 84 through the air. They lost 35 yards on 2 fumbles, so that goes back to 234 yards of total offense for Middletown in this ballgame. Scoring recap, Middletown scored early. They scored often. Tyre Mills, a 42-yard pass from Snavely. Then Jose Lopez, a 63-yard run. Brady Fox, a 9-yard run. Tyre Mills, a 75-yard punt return for touchdown, and that all happened in the first 8 minutes and 2 seconds of this game.
Then Middletown with two more touchdowns before halftime. Terry Mills, a 15-yard reception. And then Chase Snavely punched it in from the two-yard line with 1:33 left in the first half. Donovan Brady, 6 for 6 on his extra points. It was 42-0 at halftime. And then the Bubblers spoiled the shutout with 27 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Zach Bonstein, a 15-yard reception from Traven Kelly. And the conversion failed. And that gives us our final score here of 42-6 in favor of Middletown. And Dagan back up here in the box. And obviously, yeah, this is the kind of game you want, certainly for homecoming, to get an easy win. And Middletown did that here, 42-6. And they got a big one coming up next week over at Milton Hershey.
Yeah, the game next week against Milton Hershey. We talked about it a lot today, but it just shows how important that game is, as the Mid-Penn Capital will be decided there between both teams undefeated in the division. And again, that just comes into play. We talked about again also today how sitting the starters, maybe, you know, only playing that first half, they have to be ready for that whole four-quarter game. And again, you have to have everybody ready coming into a game against Milton Hershey, as they can be that good. And again, I think this Middletown team showed today that they can compete with a lot of teams in the District 3, and they did a good job again today. The defense, offense, all played well. And again, I'll look to see if that can happen again next week at Milton Hershey.
Well, it's going to be a big one again. Our broadcast schedule will be Friday night, 6:40 with the pregame show, 7 o'clock kickoff, Middletown at Milton Hershey. Middletown 8-0, Milton Hershey 7-1, both unbeaten in conference play. Likely a winner-take-all scenario for the Mid-Penn Capital Division title. Then on Saturday afternoon, we'll have Lebanon Valley College football as Misericordia will come to Anvil, 12:45 with the pregame show, and 1 o'clock is the kickoff for that one. So for everyone involved, our studio producer Darren Rank, Owen Hitterer, DeMar Parker, Dagan Hughes, this is Steve Leedy saying good afternoon. The Middletown Blue Raiders stay unbeaten on the season here on homecoming. Final score was Middletown 42, Boiling Springs 6. And we'll see you next Friday here on the Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
You've been listening to Blue Raider Football on WMSS. Today's game was brought to you in part by the Hetrick Center, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, Black Horse Tavern, C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, Jack's Auto Sales, Brownstone Cafe, Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select, DHL, J&J Pizzeria, with kids in mind, the Middletown Home, Gingrich Memorials, JD's Junction, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, Middletown Pharmacy, Michelle's Creations with you in mind, and Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS.